silly dog. You dug up a bone and then just buried it again. Why would you do that?
You're right. That doesn't make sense. But you might do the same thing with a gift you've been given. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I am so glad that you're listening. My name is Zach. Do you have something that you're good at? You know, like singing, cooking, or maybe just plain working hard. Those are all great things that God has given to you. But those gifts aren't just for you to enjoy. No, He's given them to you so that you can help other people. 1 Peter 4:10 says, "As each one has received a gift, use it to serve others." Now let's listen to our story. It's entitled, A Hidden Gift. "Come on, Rocket," Gemma called to her dog. "Let's go outside." When she opened the back door, Rocket raced out into the fenced yard. Then he ran back to Gemma. He jumped up playfully before racing through the yard once again. Finally, he stopped near his favorite bush and sniffed the ground. "Here, Rocket," Gemma said, picking up a ball. Rocket continued to sniff out the area, then dug into the ground with his front paws and nose. Gemma walked over and saw that he had uncovered a bone. He lay down and began chewing on it contentedly. "Silly dog," Gemma said, shaking her head. A short time later, they went back into the house. "Rocket dug up a bone and chewed it a while, and then he buried it again," Gemma told her mom. "Why do dogs bury bones?" "I don't really know," replied Mom. "You're so silly, Rocket," Gemma told her pet. "When I get something good, I don't hide it." "Are you sure about that?" asked Mom. "I think there are things we often use for ourselves and then hide away when we're done, kind of like Rocket." "There are?" Gemma frowned. "Like what? I can't think of anything." "Well, the Bible says we all have different gifts that come from the Lord," Mom explained. "Some of those gifts are things like money or possessions, and others are talents and abilities. Sometimes we think of those gifts as things that are just for us, but the Bible says they're not just for our benefit. We're meant to share them with others." "So keeping those things to ourselves would be like Rocket burying his bone in the yard?" asked Gemma. Mom nodded. "God wants us to use what He's given us to help build His kingdom and point people to Him. God's best gift of all is the one He gave the whole world, Jesus, who died for our sins and is coming back one day to reign forever as King. The gifts and blessings we have in our lives all come from Him, and He wants us to use them to share His love with others." Gemma smiled as she stroked Rocket's fur. "Then we can enjoy our gifts more, too, if we share them instead of hiding them away." Well, how about you? What gifts has God given you that you can share with others? Maybe you can sing or draw or think of fun games to play with little kids. Maybe you have a big backyard or a treehouse your friends would love to play in. God gives people all kinds of gifts, and when you share a gift He's given you with others, you're pointing them to Him. So don't keep all your gifts to yourself. Use them to show others the love of Jesus. Our key verse is 1 Peter 4:10.
As each one has received a gift, use it to serve others.
And our key thought for Sunday, share your gifts with others. I'm glad I could spend some time with you reading the Keys for Kids story. If you like the stories, now you can read them on your own by going to the Keys for Kids app. Just ask one of your grown-ups to search for Keys for Kids on your app store. Sign up for a Keys for Kids unlimited account and you can go back in time and find every story from the past. Plus, listen to music made just for you on Keys for Kids Radio, and you'll even be able to discover more stories on demand like Down Gilead Lane and Red Rock Mysteries. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.